The conference will now begin.
Hi, shalom to everybody. Hashem Amin Yerushalayim. Hope that you hear me. I still have this. I still have this idea that, like my parents, they should be well. Whenever it's long distance, they scream into the phone. So I hope that you hear me. Okay, I just tried to do some background noise, and let's get started. We're in Da'as Midei Secha. I had the schus to see Rav Schwartz the other day, and to thank him for all of the wonderful Torah that was able to learn from him for so many years. On the bottom of page Reish Beis. Now we're getting back to the actual topic of Tznius, of the deeper meaning of what Tznius is. We were talking about the two perspectives of seeing things, from the edge or from the inside. From the edges, the outer extremities of things, as opposed to seeing things from the inside. And we were discussing that, but let's continue and see how all of that we've been learning applies. And as I said before the last year, 2 weeks ago, that it's an entirely new and healthy perspective, really, what Tznius is. When I say new, of course, I mean it's there in Torah. It's not anything that we were learning or that we were taught. Tznius is just about covering certain things and parts of the body and so on. It's obviously much, much deeper, much more than that. So Noshuv on the bottom of page Reish Beis. Noshuv l'sugyas hatznius. Nisbor ad ata, it was explained until now. Sheyesh natznius the kilkul, sheyesh natznius she'enyano hatznius hakilkul. That there are two types of tznius. There's the tznius of kilkul itself that we spoke about, that due to problems and issues, there's the tznius of things that are covered and hidden, the kilkulim of this world, even as far as the bizyonis of the bathroom and so on, there's its nias of kilkul, and there's its nias of shenyonu hats nias of kilkul, of hiding the kilkul. Zagufa tikuno, and that itself is the tikun. Reation of its nias in the surface, shabal hats nias, and the kudapnim is nalamis. There's another type of its nias. So one is something like the tznius of the bathroom that we spoke about, Shol HaMelech. The tznius of the bathroom is that there's a kilkul that came as a result of the sin of Adam and Chava. Now, there are certain things in life that are just humiliating and embarrassing and not pleasant and so on. And the way to restore man's dignity is through the tznius of more personal things. And that's one type of tznius. But there's another kind of tznius. V'yeshna tznius no sefes. Shabor la tznius on the kuga hapnimus no lemes. There's a tznius that is coming to conceal, to hide the inner nakuda. The nakuda hapnimus, that hidden inner nakuda. Yimsa shaha nakuda hapnimus azu. Hi gufa hanakuda hatznua. Means that hanakuda hapnimus azu. Hi gufa hanakuda hatznua. That this inner nakuda, this inner point, is itself the nakuda hatznua, the cheni kosha lavana, and therefore it's difficult to understand because it's tznua, because it's concealed. He explains this with a very familiar chazal and psukim. Hinikris matana tov yesh to be based on azai. So, for instance, chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that I have a wonderful gift for the Jewish people. Matana Tov V'Yeshli. And this is referring to Shabbos. I have a wonderful gift. And where is this wonderful gift? Yeshli B'Beis Gnozai, in my hidden treasury. That's where the Matana Tov is, B'Beis Gnozai. And Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go and give this to the Jewish people. Go and tell the Jewish people about this gift of Shabbos, that Shabbos is something which is coming, exists in this base Gnozei of Hashem. Uksanov lahag bil zois benefesh. If you want to understand what this means, benefesh, everybody knows, and we've spoken about it so many times over the years, that everything in existence is in three dimensions of olam, of physical space, shama, time, and nefesh, the soul. So this matana tova that's called Shabbos, that in time, that is hidden in Hashem's treasured place, what is this in the soul? What does that mean in the soul? Tfisa zu gnuza b'maka nefesh. Hikayemes, it means there's a certain tfisa, there's a certain way of thinking, of seeing life, of relating to people, of relating to Hashem, that is gnuza b'maka nefesh. It's a great gift. We're Jews, and we have a neshama. Each one of us has this gift of something that's hidden in a very deep place of who we are. Hikayemes, it's called Shabbos. It's that nekuda that's called Shabbos. Hikayemes, ach gnuza, it exists, but it's hidden. Mutznas, ach meholdem atzmo, it's so hidden that the person himself, we ourselves, don't know of its existence. We don't know of it, and we don't understand it in any kind of a clear way. However, if a person is zeicha to this madrega of tzniyus, in other words, the same way that Shabbos is hidden, and we are able to access it, especially on Shabbos, on that one day, but only if a person enters into that hidden place of who he is. So too, the pasuk says, "Ves hatznuim chachma." There's a midah of tznius that is able to bring that person who's tzanua, who lives in a way of tznius, who's able to bring him into that nekuda hapnimis that's called chachma. Ves hatznuim chachma. What does this mean? What does the pasuk mean? Only people who are tzanua are intelligent. That's obviously that's not what it means. What does it mean? But only tzanuim have chachma. There are many people who are not tzanua. They're intelligent, bright people. So what does the pasuk mean? Vesat snuim chachma means there's a certain type of chachma that only a person who lives in a way of tznius, who's connected to this midah of tznius, is able to get to. That's the chachma that the pasuk is talking about. It's not talking about chachmas, stam, intelligence, information that the person can get on the, in a book, in a computer, in a classroom. Lo chaser. That's not a problem. But there's a certain type of wisdom. There's a certain way of thinking. There's a certain reality that is in Hashem's treasury. That's called Chochmah. To get to that, to get into that Chochmah, you have to be Tzanuah. Only a Tzanuah can get to that Chochmah. Only somebody who lives in a world of Tzniyas can get to that Chochmah. A person who is not living in a way of tznius de kedusha, of holy tznius, a person who lives by the extremities, the outside of life, the outside way of thinking, the edge, the outside, that person can't get to that which is called chachmah. Because chachmah is something which is very much on the inside. True chachma. Like Kabbalah is called chachma hanisteris. Chachma nisteris chen. Chachma nisteris meaning that the truth, as far as much as a human being can possibly reach, the truth of Hashem is something which is only to be found in a deep, deep hidden place inside. Not on the outside. And those who are tzinuim live an inner life. They don't live on the outside by the edge. They don't live an external, shallow, superficial life. There are many brilliant people, geniuses. But when it comes to the chokhmah of Hashem's existence and to the gift of the neshama and to the gift of Shabbos, they live mamash on the outside. They can be very good, and they know every single MVP since baseball started. And they they know everything about the stock market, and they know everything about politics and about current events and math and science and so on, but they're still living in a place that's not called the world of chokhmah. They're still living on the outside. Es tznuim chokhmah means that chokhmah, that's chokhmah Hashem. Elokus is a chokhmah nisderes. It's a hidden chokhmah. And only those who are hidden, who live a life in hiding, it doesn't mean that they're not regular, normal, healthy people. It doesn't mean you have to be in a cave. It doesn't mean that you're separate from your family and from friends. But it means a person who we'll talk, we're going to learn more about it, but a person who has that world of levad, as we've been learning throughout this sefer, of levad, of alone with Hashem, being in that chamber with Hashem. The mistarim, that place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the tznuim chokhmah. A person who doesn't have this midah tznius kedusha, his connection to chokhmah is only from the edges, from the outside. But a person who lives his life b'makom atznius, ochez as a chokhmah me'emtza isa, he is grabbing onto the chokhmah. He's connected to the chokhmah from the inside of the chokhmah. Not the external edges, but the inside of the chokhmah. Lechel's davar b'emso, to be able to hold on to the inside, to the kishkas, to the inside, not just the outside, the fingers, the arms, the legs, but the inside, the kishkas of truth of Hashem. So that. Zui Havchanas Beis Kodshei Hakadosh B'Nefesh. What's the in the world of space, of physical place? What is the place on earth that is most tzanua? What is the treasury of Hashem in this world that's most tzanua, most hidden? Akedekah, that only the Kohen Gadol one time of the year would go into that place, and the rest of us were on the outside of it. We couldn't go inside. That's called the Kodesh Kedoshim. It's actually just a very short distance from where I'm sitting right now, Bez Hashem. It's a very short distance, but it's unfortunately covered with the tumah of the Yishmaelim. That's going to be finished soon. I'm not saying about any attack or anything like that, but Hashem's going to take care of that very soon, Mitzvah Hashem. That place of the Kodesh Kedoshim, that's the most tzanua place on this planet. It's the most tzanua place in the universe, in the world. It's the most tzanua. It's the most tzanua. In the person, that is the Kodesh Kedoshim of the Yechidah Shebenefesh, the deepest part of the soul. The deepest part of the soul. In time, that's Ni'il and Yom Kippur. And each person under his talents is alone with Hashem. That's, even though you're with other people in shul, but it's a time, it's tzanua. And it's the Kodesh Kedoshim, to enter into the Kodesh Kedoshim of oneself. So we have Chanas based Kodesh Kedoshim B'Nefesh. Hamakim Zenema, regarding that place in the world, in the Beis HaMikdash, Nemar, Mokim Oren, Einim and Hamida. The Mokim of the Oren, as you know, the Mokim of the Oren by the Kodesh Kedoshim, that mokum is Eina Min Hamida. Eina Min Hamida means that it didn't work out with the measurements of physical reality. It's Eina Min Hamida. Eina Min Hamida. This world, the physical world, is a world of midos, meaning this thing is 20 amas by 10 amas. This thing is 10 feet by 2 feet. This thing is 6 inches. This thing is 5 inches. This thing has dimensions of height, of width, of depth, and so on. That's in the physical world. Chazal said that the Oren is Einam Amidim, which means it didn't work out physically, as we know, that it's really, according to the dimensions, it didn't stim with the place that it was sitting in. Because something else happens in that Kodesh Kodashim. The Kodesh Kodashim is a dimension of reality that defies physical space. It's a Mokom Tzanua with Hashem. It's a place of Chochmah, of Elokus. It's a place that is infinite. That's an infinite reality that's hidden in a tiny little area of the world. It's Einam Amida. And therefore, Kol Klolos Ha'ofer Lo Cholosha. All of the curses of the offer of the earth that came as a result of the sin of Adam and Chava, they don't apply in that place. They don't apply. It's something. It's different. It's not offer is something which is earth, dirt, is something which you could hold, you could grab. It has dimensions. It has a certain length and width, and so on. The Kodesh Kodashim is Einam Amida, means Kodesh Kodashim is something that is that can't be measured. It's not from that reality that's measured. It's not from the, and therefore it's not infected by the curse of the offer of the earth, of dirt, of earthly life. It is that place that is what the world could be like and will be like. It's that place that still preserves that infinite quality of Gan Eden Mikedem before the Chay. It's that place. It's Einam Amida. And therefore, all of the klolos of Afar, and all that's negative about physical life and what Afar means in a negative way, they don't apply over there. They don't apply in the Kosher Kedusha. And the same things with Shabbos in time. And the same things within ourselves. There's that part of ourselves, deeper than ourselves, that's not tainted by the curse of the offer. There's a part inside of us that doesn't die. The curse of Adam and Chava after the Chet of Gan Eden, the curse was, you come from the earth and you're going to return to the earth. You're going to be taken back by the earth. That's man in his fallen state. And then years of life are measured to 120, whatever the measurement is, 70, in the Gvura Shmanim Shana, the measurement of time. And life is something which is permanent. That's all a result of leaving Gan Eden, of our being sent away from the Kodesh Kedoshim. That part in ourselves that doesn't die, that lives forever, the Neshama, that's Einam Amida. It's not subject to physical space, to time. It doesn't erode, it doesn't die, it doesn't require space to be held in. The curse of the offer doesn't go there. It doesn't reach there. Nemar la Adam, regarding man, the pasuk says, "Ki biyoyim achol chamimenu mois tamus." On the day, Hashem said, the day that you eat from the tree, you will die. Which, as the Ramban explains, doesn't mean that Adam and Chava would just all of a sudden drop dead. It means they became finite, physical creatures that take up space and that will use up their time and die. Ofer atar v'lofer tashuv. You come from the dirt and you're going to return to the dirt. Aval im yesh makom shein min amida. But if there is a makom that is not part of that, it's not measured by physical space. Al makom zeh lo nemar v'lofer tashuv. Regarding that place, the pasuk does not speak. It's not it's not a regular place of Allah Fatasha. And that's why Adam Rishon Mikol Ha'olam Kulay Hutzpah Afarim. Adam Rishon was made from Afar that was taken from all over the world. Hashem gathered the earth together, the Afar together, and he created man. So what does that mean? From everywhere. In other words, man was made from everywhere. That means man makim shen man amida. Bisham lo gibel isakiv yachal bisham hu lo ychot. The man didn't sin in that small piece of a human being that occupies that, you know, dalet amos of me and you and everybody else that's in this world. There's something much greater, something much deeper. There's something that's infinite. There's something that's before the chait and that's after the chait. There's something much higher than that. And in that reality, some who like chata, man didn't sin. So hamakom ha'amuk b'nefesh adam. And what is that place? That's the makom ha'amuk b'nefesh adam. That's the deepest part of human being. Because the neshama doesn't die. The neshama wasn't made from the ingathering of dirt. The neshama is something which is infinite. And therefore, man comes from a place which is really all places. But the neshama is beyond space. It's beyond any place, the neshama. And therefore, it's not bound to the klala of the law of Atoshev. It's a makam ha'omak b'nefesh ha'adam. Makam ha'omak b'nefesh ha'adam. Badchanes zman. Now, in time, Zuhi Shabbos Kodesh. In time, this is Shabbos. Shabbos is saying, the Torah says that a person shouldn't leave his place. So we have a din of Tchum Shabbos. There are Shabbos boundaries. Now, what does that mean? Now, if you look at life on the outside, it means, oh, there are so many restrictions. I can't go anywhere. I can't go anywhere. It means my travel is restricted on Shabbos. So from that perspective of offer, of dirt, of earth, Shabbos is very limiting. Shabbos is constricting. Shabbos is containing you in a small area. That's from the outer. That's how you look at things in an external way. And when a person is not really in the world of Shabbos, in the penimius of Shabbos, when a person doesn't enter into the construction of Shabbos, he could very well feel that, wow, Shabbos is preventing me from going bowling. It's preventing me from going shopping. It's preventing me from making more money going out to work. Because I'm being told that I can't leave this space that I'm in. But really, it's mamish just the opposite. A yetzei ishim kremi b'yom Shabbos means that on Shabbos a person can become a creature that is einam hamida, that it doesn't take up space at all. In other words, it's a complete rejection of the whole concept of space, of what space means. The Shabbos is Rishus HaYachid. So it's like the Neshama is hidden deep, deep in a quiet place, and the Kodesh Kodashim is deep, deep a quiet place. So too, Shabbos in the soul is a deep, deep quiet place. And in this world, the closest we can get to that is to closing ourselves off from the noise of the Rishus HaRabim, from the busyness and the superficiality of outside, and creating an inner world, a Rishus HaYachid, that's called Shabbos. Meaning from your place of who you are, in the essence of who you are, not to leave that place on Shabbos. For the superficial person, it means, oh, I can't go to the ball game, I can't go to the beach. For the person who lives in Shabbos, there's that tznuim chachma, that tznius is the ticket to get to the Rishus HaYachid, to the innermost sanctuary of the Kodesh Kodashim, of who I am, and not a physical place that I occupy. Therefore, on Shabbos, Hashem takes away from us physical space. It's amazing. He says, no, I don't want you going anywhere on Shabbos. I don't want you going away. I don't want you going out. I don't want you being on the fringes, on the outside, the extremities. I want you to be inside. And there's just a yachid. That's what Shabbos is. It's a very, very deep understanding of Shabbos. And really, that's what Sneas is all about. If a person's way of seeing tznius is length of sleeves and skirts and and all of that stuff, which of course is halach, it's true. But if a person's way of tznius is just that, which is the way that mostly it's been given over to us, especially to the girls, if that's all it is, then it's the misery of being stuck and confined, like Shabbos is to a person who does not understand really what tznius is and the meaning of es atznum kachum. But when one understands what tznius really is, so Rav Schwartz explains, Hakol tznua. On Shabbos, everything is tznua. Tznua means reshus hayochid. Now, he's going to talk in a few minutes about husband and wife in that place. Right? But for now, Hakol tznua reshus hayochid. Hakol tznua reshus hayochid. But nowadays, who lives in a reshus hayochid? While I'm talking into this gadget, I don't know who's listening and how many people are listening. I have no idea. It could be two, it could be five. I know for sure that Jeff is listening. Besides that, I have no idea who's listening. Maybe Binyam Benish. I don't know otherwise who's listening. Or it could be I'm just talking to the gadget. But even if I would be, the reality that we're living in is the opposite of Reshus HaYochid. It's the opposite of Sneez, the Dikdusha. Everything is about the Reshus HaRab. Everything is about the outside, the edge, numbers, people, places. I get a character to get to a place, I don't have to move anymore. I can press a button and I go across the world. I don't have to move. I get a character, has the Reshus HaYochid been... I don't want to say the word eliminated because that's not true, Chas V'Shalom, but it's certainly been damaged by the world, the way we live now. What is Shabbos? Also, Lahaytzi Meshus Hayochid Meshus Harab. Shabbos says, don't take from this place Meshus Hayochid Meshus Harab. And there are limitations to where a person can even go on Shabbos. Because Shabbos is saying that it didn't tznius. Tznius chale Meshus Hayochid. And you know who are the tznum in this world? People who have a Reshus HaYochid. Somebody who has a Reshus HaYochid and respects his Reshus HaYochid and the Reshus HaYochid of another person, that person is tznua. That's what tznius is. Respect for the Reshus HaYochid. That's what tznius is. Respecting your own Reshus HaYochid that you have, your own inner, private, intimate, hidden world, and respecting the Reshus HaYochid of other people, that they have that as well. There are boundaries, there are limitations, there are walls, there are mechitzas, there's a Reshus HaYochid. Don't violate another person's Reshus HaYochid by your Reshus HaRabim trespassing into that Reshus HaYochid. That's not tzanua. That's a simon of a fool. V'satznum chachma, a chazal tells us that the simon of a fool is that he goes where he doesn't belong. Like a guy that wasn't invited to a party. Hey. You know, when he shows up at the party and everybody just looks and rolls their eyes because he wasn't invited. Chazal tells us that's a simon of a non-chacham, of a tipish, of a fool. A chacham has his own place. A tipish has no boundaries. There are no mechitzas. There's no reshus hayochid. A tipish goes wherever he wants to. A fool doesn't have any mechitzas. He doesn't have any mechitzas. Not in shul. Not between friends, not in the office. There are no mechitzas, not in how he dresses, not in how he wants his girlfriend to dress, his wife to dress. There are no mechitzas. There's no reshus hayochid. I have complete and total access to your reshus. You give me reshus to be part of your reshus. The only place that could be is with the husband and wife, because that we're going to see in a few minutes. The two of them have essentially a reshus hayochid. They live in one reshus. That's something else. A stam in the world. So he brings the famous Chazal by Parashas Balak. Ra'ar she'ein tischeim mekuvan. That when Bilam was standing there, Bilam was standing over there, and he looked down on the Jewish camp, and he said, "Ma tovu alach Yaakov, how good are the tents of the Jewish people?" And Rashi brings down from Chazal because the opening of one tent wasn't facing the opening of another tent. In other words, one person was not looking from his place to somebody else's place. Why? Because I have my own place. What am I looking to his place? That's a violation of his Rishus Yachid, and it's leaving my Rishus Yachid. I have my place, and I have to be focused on my place. And I'm not looking into his place. That's his place. So the windows are not facing each other to say, Al Yetzei Ish Mem Kaimai, don't leave your place. Of course, that doesn't mean you can't go out and talk and be sociable and have friends and family and business and so on. That's not what it means. And all of you understand that's not what it means. But it means that a person has his Rishus Yachid. He has his Rishus Yachid. And he has to know how to get into that place. And Shabbos is the most opportune time to connect deeply to that Rishus Yachid. Of course, Yom Kippur is Shabbos Shabbos, and the Shabbos of all Shabbos. But that's what's going on with Bilam. And that's really the deep meaning of what Tznius is. Vesatznum Chochma. It doesn't mean there aren't intelligent people who are not Tznuah. There are people who are not Tznuah. They're very bright. And they have lots of information. But Chochma, Elokus, Kodesh Kedoshim, Beis HaMikdash, Yechidus HaBenefesh, Hashem is Baruch, that they don't have. They don't have that. With all of their intelligence and all of the information they have, they're living on the outside. Because the inside is the Kodesh Kedoshim, the Kodesh Baruch, and they live on the outside. But only the Tznuah, Beis HaTznuah, Chochma. Lumazayis, B'shus HaRabim, HaMokim HuPasuach. Rishus HaRabim is wide open territory. HaMokim is Pasuach. Rishus HaRabim means everybody comes and goes and sees. It's Patuach. Kishodam Paser Chanus, when a person opens the store, Ein Din Shalei Timul Chanusos Shechaveim. You're allowed to have the door of one store facing the door of the other store across the street. That's not a problem. It's with your home. Because the home is Rishus HaYachid. The store, Adarab, the store, you want to be busy. You want the Rishus HaRabim to come into the store. The store is not a place of tznius. If you're some kind of a Meshigana and you open up a business and you're saying that you're selling a chreis, you're selling sporting goods, and you say, but no one's allowed in, you're crazy. You want to do everything you can to have the Rishus HaRabim come into your store. You don't have to buy a store, but in your house, or they have to be very, very careful. Who comes in, who goes out, you have to be very careful because a home is a place of Rishus HaYachid. Be very careful what's in your house, who comes in, who's there, and what goes on. That's Rishus HaYachid. Hagdoras Hadavar, Rishus HaYachid, he mokim tanua. Rishus HaYachid is a mokim tanua. Rishus HaRabim is hepech tanua. Rishus HaRabim is the opposite of tanua. In Kain, the Mahalchei Zman, Shabbos, Kaidush, he Zman HaTanua. In time, Shabbos is the time of tanua. Shabbos is the time of sneeze. Bavchanis Mokum, and in physical space in the world, base Kodesh Kedoshim. That place of sneeze, the place of sneeze, the world headquarters of sneeze, is the Kodesh Kedoshim. Base Kodesh Kedoshim. Most people don't go there. Most people don't go there. Only very special people go there. The base Kodesh Kedoshim. Then when we daven, the Gemara says, Yikav and Weevil connect the base Kodesh Kedoshim. When a person davens, hopefully, even if he's standing next to other people, when he davens, hopefully, he's going to go to that place of himself that's called base Kodesh Kedoshim, which means we face Yerushalayim, we face the Kodesh Kedoshim, we face the Har Bais, but that's not a problem. For that, you could just turn your body. But to be Mekaven, connected base Kodesh Kedoshim means Hashem is saying, I want you to daven from that place of yourself that's called Beis Kodesh Kedoshim. It's very tzenuah. It's very tzenuah. And that's why Tefillah B'Tzibur is a challenge for many people, davening B'Tzibur. I'm not going to go into that right now. Why does Hashem want that we should daven B'Tzibur? But it certainly cannot be the only place where one davens, because it can be very, very damaging to a person if all of his tefillahs are Tefillah B'Tzibur. It's also interesting that the women are not required to daven B'Tzibur. Why is that? Why is that? We're not going to go into it right now, but that's an important question. So, when the Gemara says, Yikav and Liba, can I get base Kodesh Kedosh, means daven from that place of the Rishus HaYachid. Daven from the Shabbos that place within you. Daven from that part of you that Hashem said, I have a gift, it's called Shabbos, and it's being kept in that treasure, the treasury, some hidden place. That's where davening should come from, ideally. From Beis Kodesh Kedoshim. Mokum Aron Enim and Amida. That's not a place that's defined by by a physical space. The base kosher kedusha hayenichnas raka kohen gadol biyom kippurim levat. Therefore, the measurements of the kosher kedusha didn't work out with the aron. It didn't work out because it's not a regular physical place, and only the kohen gadol was able to go yom kippur into the kosher kedusha by himself. Akedekah, the Chazal tell us that when there was nobody with him, Chazal said not even an angel was able to go in, not even a malach. In other words, a malach doesn't take up space. A malach is not a physical creature that takes up space. But Chazal say that even a malach, that it says in the pasuk that he was by himself, that no any isha, I forgot the exact question, that nobody went in, that even a malach didn't go in. Even a malach can't be in that place. There's such a place, in other words, in the world, that even a malach can't be there. And there's a place inside of you and me that even a malach can't go. It's the Rishus HaYachid. So only the Kohen Gadol will go to, into the Kohen Gadol in the Kippur. Commercial Havdil, Mitzad HaKilkul, Yesh Ein Sanua, El Beis HaKisa. Now in Kilkul, there's a place where people go, where they go by themselves. That's called the bathroom. It's called the bathroom. You see, in our times, things are so perverted that I remember years ago that they wanted to make a thing. There shouldn't be any chiluk. A boys' bathroom, like in a school, in a dormitory, a boys' bathroom, girls' bathroom, an afkim, you come, you go. That was to make the bathroom to Rishus HaRav. Akadekach. Akadekach. To fix the kilkel of a man's loss of dignity, is it sneeze. To fix that kilkel, it's called that you have a kala pachas, you have one thing that's one Rishus HaYachid which you can go into, where that humiliation and that embarrassment is hidden from the view of other people, to restore a little bit of man's dignity, to have some sneeze, at least when you're in the bathroom, at least in the basic kisei. And it's another interesting thing. I'm sorry to bring this up. It's a little bit gross, and forgive me, but isn't it also interesting? How men will go to the bathroom, at least the katana I'm talking about, the men will go to the bathroom where there are other men standing around, not in four walls. Women don't have such an inyan. It's interesting, though. In other words, every time that a woman goes to the bathroom, I'm sorry again for bringing this up, okay, we're not babies. Every time a woman goes to the bathroom, she goes into a thing that's tanua. It's tanua. And when a man goes to the bathroom, if a man goes to the bathroom, it's like tanua. He could be standing there with the whole thing. The whole shul could be in the bathroom. Okay, so they also have to have the bathroom places for bags, you know, for the other stuff, for Gedolim. But for Katana, no, it's not Sanua. It's not Sanua. It's interesting, no? I'm not suggesting we think about these things, but Mitzad the Tzniyas of Kilkul, the bathroom is supposed to be a place where a person can beat Sanua. To at least create some sense of dignity, of separation because of what happened with the Chet of Adam and Chava. L'sham, the last line on page Reish Gimel, Yesh Ein Sanua El B'Ki Pesach Yitzi, L'sham Ha'adam Nichnas Levad. Basically, goes by himself. V'Magabil, page Reish Dalad, L'zeh B'Shor She'at Tikkun, and in the world of Tikkun, of man in his highest state, not the bathroom, man in his highest state, that's the base Koshkod Lashon. And within oneself, that's the Yiddish Nefesh, the deepest part of one's soul. The Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol was the only person who would go once a year, and he went completely by himself. He didn't sneeze. And when we try to understand this in the parallel dimension of the soul, Heichan, I had the schus to quote this Nefesh HaChaim on Sunday, last Sunday when I was giving a shiur in the Beis HaMedrash, Eish HaTorah, where outside the window in the Beis HaMedrash, you're looking at the Har HaBayis. That's what we're looking at. When I was saying the words, I was facing the Har HaBayis, looking at the Har HaBayis outside the window. Okay, soon in Mitzvah Hashem, I guess I'll be back facing Woodman Boulevard, which is also wonderful, but it's not the same. So the Nefesh HaChaim, what does he say? In the Nefesh, where's the Kodesh Kodashim? Heichen Uveis Kosh Gadosha Benefesh. So you might get an answer when you ask somebody, where's the Kosh Gadosha Benefesh? You might think that the answer is the brain. Because Sokol Sof, you have Machlaikas, and the Medrash of Mishlei, where's the Neshama? But it's interesting. The Nefesh HaChaim writes that the Kodesh Kedoshim of a person is found in his heart. And that's where the heart is at the center of the body. Just as the Kodesh Kedoshim is the center of the world and the center of the Beis HaMikdash, so too, the center of the place that houses the Kodesh Kedoshim of Nefesh is the heart. That's what the Nefesh HaChaim says, Ben Seisa the Gufa, in the middle of the body. In other words, you could be the most intelligent person in the world. You could be a genius if you're living mamish on the outside. You're living on the outside. You could be the biggest lamdan. That's what I was talking to the guys about the other day. You could be the biggest lamdan. You could be some fancy talmid chacham that says all kinds of pilpulim. You're living on the extremities. You're living by the edge, by the outside. Because the kodesh kedoshim of a person is the heart. The idea was to connect the mind with the heart, to allow the mind to have access to the Kodesh Kedoshim. Of course, that's Kivaldi. That's the Vilna Gaon. That's our great tzaddikim. That's for sure. But the Kodesh Kedoshim of a person is Libo Shel Adam, is the heart. Libo Shel HaAdam, Sham Yeshna Mahalach Shel Libo Lepuma Lagali. Libel Apumalagali means there are things that you and I have within our hearts that we don't speak of, that they remain tanua, even for the people who are closest to. In a world without sneers, you're talking to somebody for 30 seconds and he already tells you, you know, I hate my parents, I'm leaving my wife, my dog died. You talk to him for 5 seconds, he's already telling you his whole life. There's no sneers. L'tzmum chach means that legal pum lagam means there are things that the person has in his heart that do not come out of his mouth because he's tsanua. He has an inner life, an inner world. He's not putting on the phone the second that something happened in his life. He's not posting it. Posting. He's not posting it. Something in his own personal life is supposed to be tsanua. It's supposed to be part of the Shusha Yachid. Whatever, my kid had his first tooth or something, I don't know. He's not posting it. She doesn't post what she's doing in her house with her husband. He doesn't post what's in his inner life. Libel Apum Al-Gai, the Kodesh Kedoshim of a person is a hidden Rishus HaYachid. It's Tsanua. The woman doesn't post her body to the rest of the world. I don't really mean on the internet. I don't really mean on the phone. I mean the way she dresses. Because a woman that doesn't dress properly is posting herself to the world. So she can only reach the few people that see her a day. If she works in Manhattan, she could actually post herself in front of thousands of people. If you work in a quiet neighborhood, she can only post herself in front of a little chaver. But what's she doing? She's posting herself. Now a person can post themselves. They could be the opposite of being tanua and use technology, and you could post yourself mamish all over the world. You could send a picture of yourself all over the world. You could send things that are supposed to be part of your Shusha Yachid. You could send them out to the whole world. You could broadcast the whole world. And people send their pictures around all over the place. They're taking selfies. A selfie? A selfie means you have a self. Who said that your self was supposed to be broadcast to the entire world? I'm not saying that the person can't have occasionally a picture like that. So I understand. But it's... There's that snum chachma. Snias is chachma. Chachma shebenefesh. Libel upumal al-gad means to have the wisdom to know when something is from the inside, it belongs on the inside, not the outside. Not the outside. To try to explain this nowadays to a person that's, you're against the computer, you're against the internet, you're against, to understand what it means. There's that snum chachma. So a person who lives his entire life on the outside, why shouldn't he post everything? He lives on the edge. He doesn't live in the Kodesh Kedoshim. He doesn't live in Shabbat. He doesn't live in the Neshama. He lives in the suburbs. He lives on the outskirts of life. On the outskirts, I can post anything I want. There are people who post their most intimate things on the outside. There are people who send their pictures. There are people who put on their Facebook and on their Twitter pictures of themselves improperly dressed or altogether undressed. Cool, all kinds of things are going on. Why not? Why not? I, this person, is a brilliant person who has perfect scores on the SATs and a high IQ. That's not what chachma means. That's a tznuim chachma. Tznuim chachma. Chachma is tznuim. Tznuim is libel pum lagam, means there are things in my life that are not spoken of. There's a reshus hayochid of who I am, not just where I go and what I do, what I look like and so on, of who I am. And who I am is not to be broadcast to the outside world. It's libel pum logalia. That's me din tznuim. That's me din tznuim. That's Shabbos. Oh, yeah, it's come. What do you mean? Shabbos, you don't post on Shabbos. Even people are not so firm, but they keep Shabbos at least. They don't post anything on Shabbos. Shabbos says, oh, yeah, where are you going on Shabbos? Where are you going? Shabbos is telling you, stop going everywhere. Stop going outside. Remember, you have the Rosh Hashanah. Where are you going? La'anat ha'olecho. Where are you going? Shabbos says, there's a Rosh Hashanah. What are you carrying from the Shusayach to the Shusaram, Shusaram, Shusayach? There are things that don't belong from one dimension to the next. It's not a store. Your life is not a business. What are you posting? A business, you have to advertise. A business needs to be advertised. A business is the Shusaram, and you want to reach the Shusaram. Therefore, you have to market, you have to post. Of course, when it comes to business, you have to post. You have to. That's your business. But what about what we used to say, it's none of your business? Or it's none of your BI business. You remember that? It's not your business. It's not your business. When it's a business, you post. When it's a business, you advertise. Then you're trying to get the business around, and you want them to come into your website, into your store. You want them to come into your place. You're inviting them into your place. Yofi. When there's a wedding, you send an invitation. You're inviting them into your place. Yofi. That's beautiful. But when it's something which belongs in the Shisa Yochid, what are you posting? The windows of the Jewish people were not facing each other. What are you posting? Your private life. They have now, there's a way of television. I forgot, there's a word for what it's called when you, they have shows where it's about people just living their own private lives and they put it on television. I don't know what it's called. One second, my wife is saying, what? Reality TV. Something like that. We've never had a television since we're married. We both grew up with television. But we've been free from it since we're married. Reality TV. Reality television means reality TV. So reality television means just a regular person, how he lives. Goes to the bathroom, scratches his forehead, his head, does other things. Whatever. Reality television. I think the President of the United States had a show like that. Some sort of a reality television show. There's no sneers. There's no chachma. There's no chachma. Everything is posted. There's no Rosh Hashanah anymore. You have millions and millions of people trying to watch shows that are supposed to be about a person, that's about a person's Rosh Hashanah, and they're watching these shows. It's a chil Shabbos. It's a chil Yom Kippur. It's a chil of the Kodesh Kodashim. It's mamish mi'ila. It's a desecration of that part of a person that's holy. Not dressing properly, if you understand what that means, it means a desecration of a person. It means posting yourself. It's desecrating yourself. It's desecrating that which is holy. And the same thing talking about your personal life and about certain things you shouldn't be talking about. It's not just the clothing. It means being in a certain place and having to be the loudest one there and making a scene and so on, and making yourself the center of attention. There are many different levels of tznius and different places and times in a person's life where it manifests itself. But the yesod of tznius is Kodesh Kedoshim. Libel Pum Logalia. That's why this is such an unbelievable sign at the end of the tunnel. Not to have Rosh Hashanah. Not to have Rosh Hashanah. Not to have it all. That not reality TV, but the reality of of the Kodesh Kedoshim, not to be able to go to such a place. It's called the Shisiyach. That's the most unbelievable sign of our times. And Mimelo, that leads to all kinds of things that go wrong in the world of Kedusha. All the things that are going wrong in the world of Kedusha because of the openings of the windows that are open one to the other. It's not only the house or a tent in the desert where the windows are facing each other. It's when you're not dressed properly, that means you're opening up a window and you're showing yourself to the whole world. When you're posting things that are supposed to be private, you're opening a window that's supposed to be shut, closed, and shuttered with curtains. And you're posting that and you're opening it up to the whole world. It's important to understand this. It's important to get this message out to the whole world. That's important. To understand what Tznius really is. Liba la Puma Ogalia, the Kodesh Kodashim is in the heart of a person. And not those things that are the deepest, that come from the deepest part of a person is, they're not sitting, they're not posted. It's not in your mouth. Liba la Puma Ogalia, within Tznius. Zuli Hagdaros Mahus HaGu'ula. And that really defines what redemption is all about. Hagula ba legalos es metzius habaris baruch shemo. Gula, ultimately, gula on the deepest level, redemption is to come to that time of bayomahu yashem echad ushmay echad. Is to be able to be in a mokum sanua with Hashem. That every place you are in the world, you're able to see there's only one God. You're able to feel the oneness of Hashem. You're able to be in that reshus hayachad. Of the Yichud Shalom together with Hashem to be a Kodesh Kodashim. The whole world will be one because it's amazing. There'll be a Kodesh Kodashim Yishlayim, and the whole world will also be. We should say Yachad of the Yichud Shalom of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Bayomah Yashem Echad Shmeichad. Same thing, what will Gula be for a person? Bayomahu Yeh Moshe Echad Shmeichad. Bayomahu Yeh Sar Lo Achas Shmeichad. On that day, you and I will be one. We'll be one. And we'll come back to that place of who we are, one. One, not a Shusarab. One individual person who's able to relate to other people, but not to post, not to desecrate that oneness. This world before Mashiach comes is a Yuzchil Hashem. It's a desecration of Hashem's oneness. It's a desecration of the Kodesh Kodashim. That's why the Goyim are Mashiach to destroy the base of Mikdash. There can't be any Kodesh Kodashim. There can't be a Kodesh Kodashim. There can't be a hidden world. There can't be a private place. Everything has to be posted. How could you have a Kodesh Kodashim? What's going to be? It's going to be Kodesh Kodashim. They're going to want to set video cameras. So when the Kohen Gadol goes in Yom Kippur into Kodesh Kodashim, they're going to have video. It's going to be live streamed. You think the Kohen Gadol is going to be live streamed on Yom Kippur? If Kodesh Kodashim is going to be live streamed Kodesh Kodashim? No. No live streaming. Hidden. Rishus Hayachid. Yichid Shel Olam. That's the meaning of Vayomer Yeshem Echad Rishmeich. That's Gula. Anytime you and I are able to come to the part within ourselves to be alone with Hashem, that's a taste of Mashiach. That's a taste of Gula. It's a taste of what's going to be when Mashiach comes. I, Hashem Yisbach, should help us that we're going to come back to this place where I'm sitting now. We should all come back soon. And Bayomah Yisham Echad Ushmeach, and the Rosh Hashanah Mikesh, and Amen, 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 Alechdik and Shabbos, Kol Tov.